So today we're going to do an update on Lionheart Ministry. So for you who don't know, that is the ministry that us young adults do. In Phoenixville, we do it every Tuesday night. And we have been doing it faithfully for roughly 2.5 years now. And almost every single person that's a part of our young adults group either comes consistently or has at least been once to evangelize the gospel in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. So today I want to do an update on just a little bit of background, how we started, how the Lord has provided for us, you know, some victories in this ministry that we've had, how we can be praying and what's going forward, and just a general update. I didn't assume there's actually more people than I thought were going to be here today, but this is great. That's a wonderful thing to have. So this is a hard map to see. Hopefully you guys can see it. So this is a screenshot of Phoenixville, and with a red square, I kind of marked off, this is the corner intersection that we essentially take over every Tuesday at about 7 o'clock. Usually, do I have a laser on here?
Yeah.
Okay, boom. I'm going wrong way.
Down.
Okay, there's my laser. Okay, so these two corners, this one right here, and this one right here, we essentially take it over. We have two groups that we kind of we get the folks going both ways that are walking by. With their dogs, with their, you know, some people are running, some people are just casually getting done dinner or work. And we go there. This is right by Molly McGuire's Irish Pub, if you're familiar with it, right on Bridge Street, which is a major artery that goes right through the heart of Phoenixville. And so I just wanted to give you guys a kind of a rough diagram of this is where we are. We're right by French Creek. There's a nice trail that runs all the way down. I think you could take it all the way to Philadelphia if you wanted to. This is our mission statement. This isn't really agreed upon as our exact mission statement, but I wanted to just kind of say a general mission statement. This is one I just came up with quickly. Our goal is to spread the good news, is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ within the community of Phoenixville, PA, and globally through YouTube. The Lord has commanded us to make disciples. We've made new friends and acquaintances, sharing countless prayers together, participating in charity outreach and open-air preaching. I believe that when we started this, when James came up with this idea, the Lord had really put it on his heart, evangelism, as a highlighted gift that our friend James had. And when I first met James, I met him at a Bible study in Westchester, actually. And I had just gotten done spending time for 3 weeks. I'd spent with an evangelist from Northern Pennsylvania during the COVID lockdowns. I spent this 3 weeks. I dedicated 3 weeks and followed an evangelist around and what he would, you know, he would do baptisms and which he was teaching me. And so when I finally got into contact with James, I saw him and his group of friends, him and Chris and a couple other people that he knew from New Jersey, had this passion for sharing the gospel on the streets. And they would go to Philadelphia, they would go to New Jersey sometimes. And when I met him, I was like, James, this is incredible. Like, let's do this. So, you know, we as a group slowly started doing evangelism. Well, Lionheart Ministries came out of, James had this idea. He's like, I'm gonna make a YouTube channel and I'm going to, you know, broadcast conversations and videos to reach not just the people I'm talking to, but maybe this will reach a wider audience. Maybe through the internet and through YouTube, I can reach people from all over the world with the good news of the gospel. And so that's where we started this YouTube channel. Sam, do you remember where the link is for just the YouTube channel?
Yeah.
I think it's the top one. So this is our YouTube channel that James had made. It's now being run by a few different people, I believe, have access to it. I think, Ben, you have access to it. Ben's back there. And so this is where we post videos of our conversations, our interactions. We also post videos. Ben has been really great at helping us and assisting us with media production. And we've done videos for Christmas, for New Year's. We've done videos for Easter. And some of them are productions. Like we spent a lot of time trying to film these videos, trying to get the gospel out there. And so this is where you can find us. You can see that lion head. If you want to look us up on YouTube, there's a couple Lionheart Ministries, but that lion head logo, that's kind of signature of us. So if you see that you'll know that's our channel. All right, Sam, we could go back. So how the Lord has provided. So over this, we have learned so much from sharing the gospel on the streets. We have learned a lot, what to do, what not to do. But above all, the Lord has provided for us in many different ways. And I just want to highlight that. First of all, the Lord has created a heart for souls within our young adults. We all have a fire to and a passion to share the good news. I very rarely go to a church where I see a group of young folks that are so passionate and consistent and diligent to share the gospel. And so that's just like a testament to what the Lord has done here at our chapel and in the hearts of the young people specifically. So although most of us are young, I want to encourage anybody who wants to ever come and join us, you're more than welcome. We have no age limit. This is not an age-restricted event, okay? So, you know, it could be a blessing for us, and I'm sure it would be a blessing for you guys as well. If anyone would want to join us, just, you know, contact us. But God has provided different talents and skills from everybody, and it all works together to glorify God. For example, I was just thinking the other day that on any given Tuesday afternoon at 7 o'clock, we have at least 3 to 4 different languages that are on that corner. And we've had conversations in 3 or 4 different languages on that corner where I showed you. We have English, obviously, we have Spanish, we have Portuguese. My friend Thomas has come and preached the gospel open air in Portuguese. And we have Joachim and Jane, they speak Tamil. So we've never had, I don't know how many conversations we've had in Tamil, but we have had many in Spanish and many in English. But above that, there's just these different talents. Ben has this talent. He's so good with the social media, with doing videography, with doing photography, that it's really blessed our ministry. We have different, some people are great at singing. So we've actually had instruments out on the streets, playing and singing worship songs to the Lord. We've been able to create friends with some of the locals who play instruments who maybe don't know the gospel, but it's created an in for us. And that's been great. Some people are very bold, and they'll hold the sign up there, and they'll have cars honk at them. They'll have people, you know, scream things out the window, good or bad. Some people are good at walking around and having conversations with people that are, you know, like sitting down or somewhere else. But the Lord has provided us these skills. We all have a different skill set that we bring to this ministry. And it amazes me when I see how the Lord is using that. So I just wanted to highlight that. God has kept us safe despite frequent attacks on the gospel. As I said, sometimes when we're holding signs, we're trying to share the gospel message, obviously people are not very receptive to this message. I'm not sure how much you folks know or how many times you have been in Phoenixville, but some of the shops and some of the people, they're great, wonderful people, but some of the shops do not glorify God. There's all sorts of, you know, fortune-telling stores and things of the like. And so this is, you know, a town that it's not easy to share the gospel sometimes. But God has kept us safe. Sometimes he has fought our battles for us. And I can tell you a story of that. When we first started, maybe 8 months to a year into us actually going to Phoenixville, we had a gentleman named Max. He would come with a sign. We had a sign that says, "Jesus loves you." And Max came and he had a sign that says, "Satan loves you." And he would come right across the street corner for us, and we would have people that walk by. One side they see, "God loves you." The other side they see, "Satan loves you." And they're like, "Well, what am I supposed to believe?" You know, this was clear. This guy was clearly counter-protesting the message of the gospel that we were trying to proclaim. And essentially, you know, we tried to make friends with Max. We tried to talk with him. We tried to understand his perspective. But essentially, we were trying to get him and push him towards the cross, push him towards God's word. And needless to say, eventually there was a situation happens from someone outside of us that was not happy about Max holding a sign that says "Satan loves you" in his town, and got very upset and irate and yelled at Max, and Max never came back. And now, that's unfortunate, but at the same time, we haven't seen Max. We wish we could see him, that we could share the gospel with him. But I don't know what we can do. We prayed for Max. So if you think of it, continue to pray for Max. He claims to be from the Satanic Church. That's what he claims that he's from, but I don't believe that's the case. Anyway, God has kept us safe despite frequent attacks on the gospel and people, you know, yelling things at us sometimes, but he has kept us safe. God has watered seeds that we didn't realize that we had planted. Just the presence of having a group of young adults that chose to be in Phoenixville on a Tuesday afternoon instead of at the bar at Molly Maguire's, or instead of on their couch playing video games, the fact that we were there, just our mere presence, holding these signs and faithfully coming every week, is a testimony to God's word and to the glory of God. And we had one gentleman, this is the best story, I love it. We had a gentleman who was walking his dog, and we saw him a couple times. We tried to hand him tracks. He's like, "Oh, no, thank you." And we're like, "Okay." Well, one day he comes with his dog and he says, "You know, I want you guys to know I see you guys here every single week out here handing out Bible tracts, singing praise songs. And I want you to know that, like, I never talked to any of you. I never took any of your tracts, but I want you to know I went home and I got on my knees and I gave my life to the Lord Jesus." What an amazing thing. We didn't even have to talk to him, but just he said that just you guys being here was enough to get me to read my Bible, and I gave my life to the Lord. So praise God for that. We didn't even have to do much for this to happen. God can do it himself. You know, he can convict the heart of sinners. So God has watered seeds that we didn't even realize we planted. He has provided souls that desire salvation but do not know where to find it. I can't tell you how many times that we've had individuals who are looking for answers come by us, like God just brings them to us, where these people are looking for answers, they don't know where to find it. They're looking in all the wrong places, and we can clearly show them that this is the way. And we have Bibles that we can read with them, and we can pray with them, which is amazing. So he's financially assisted us. We have tracks and supplies. So sometimes, like when it's cold, we like to bring out some hot chocolate or some jackets or some scarves or some gloves. That's something that we want to continue to do. There is a homeless population in Phoenixville, and they have been very receptive to us. They have, you know, accepted help from us. They have talked to us consistently. So that there's a great opportunity to have that kind of charity outreach for the community. It's important for us to be a part of the community that we're trying to serve, you know. So also Taco Tuesday. I want to talk about Taco Tuesday. This is like a blessing from God. We happen to go to Phoenixville on Tuesday. This was not planned, but Phoenixville has a store called Three Brothers. It's a taco Hispanic restaurant. And when you walk in there, the first thing you see is Noah's Ark. And you see all the different animals painted on the wall of this restaurant. And we went there, we're like, "Oh wow, this is a great place." Then we found out $1 tacos on Tuesday. And that has fed us more times than I can tell you. And so it's been such a blessing that, you know, we go there, we can have food. One time the guys at Grace Pizzeria, which is actually right down the street, I believe that they're Christians as well, they actually brought us pizzas out. And when we first started going out there, they would give us pizza. And that was a wonderful blessing from the Lord. So now I want to talk about just prayers needed for the future. In the beginning, the first slide you saw, I wrote Ephesians chapter 4. I want to go through Ephesians chapter 4. So if we could open in our Bibles to Ephesians 4. So I'm gonna try to just read the whole chapter. It's not too long, but it's just I think this is a great chapter for us. The subheading of this is Walking in Unity. It says this, Ephesians 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you are called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us was given a gift, or was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness and deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing the growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who is being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all in cleanliness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth to his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and sin not. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who is in need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by which you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So thank you for letting me read that. It was long, but I think it's good, and there's a reason I read that. So these are the prayers that we need for the future, and this is us, you know, this applies to us, but this applies specifically to our ministry, right? In verse 2 of this chapter, we see that it says that we can, you know, we need a prayer that we can each walk worthy of the calling with which we are called. And by that, it means, in my interpretation of this, it just means having a personal holiness and relationship with the Lord. So when you pray for us in our ministry, please pray that we can each have this individual strong relationship with the Lord. This is the most essential thing. Without this relationship with the Lord, this intimate relationship, we can do nothing. Right? This is where the rubber meets the road for us. We're billboards for Christ, right? And people are watching us even more closely because we claim to be Christians. So that's why we need to, you know, have that relationship with the Lord, and it's vitally important. You know, it's hard to live a life one way and then proclaim the gospel and expect someone else to do that. We would be hypocrites. So please pray for us that in our individual holiness, each and every single one of us, that we can be a good testimony to those who are watching. Keeping unity in the body and our ministry. So that's Ephesians 4:3. Just the next verse, it talks about being unified. We need to have the same vision and the same goal. And sometimes that's not always easy. We've done a great job at that. We've all had the same goal of sharing the gospel to the people. But as things change and adapt, it's important that we're all on the same page with this and how to do that. So just keep that in prayer. Ephesians 4:7-10 is talking about our spiritual gifts. So that's kind of what I was mentioning before, is that we discover our spiritual gifts, right? And not only do we discover them, but we develop them through ministry. And not only do we develop them through ministry, but we grow more. We find other spiritual gifts that the Lord has for us. And that's important. That we are steadfast in our faith and not influenced by philosophies or foreign doctrine. You see here in verse 14, it says that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness. You see, when we talk to people about the gospel, we've gotten so many counter arguments and philosophies. People will say, well, I believe in this. And they'll say, well, if you're God so loving, what about, you know, what about this? What about my Buddhism? It's so peaceful, or whatever philosophy or belief system that they have, they're going to push it on us. And we need strength that we can be steadfast in our faith. We can be solidified and rooted directly in the gospel, in the Bible, in God's word, and in fellowship with His Spirit. So the last thing for prayers for the future would be, our words are for edifying and chosen carefully. Like I said before, the words that we speak, people are listening to us, people are watching us, and they're looking for us to kind of choke up on our words. And I think it's important that we have the training or the understanding to give the gospel message clearly, to answer questions that people may have in a peaceful manner, in a loving, tender-hearted, gentle manner. And sometimes it's easier than others. Sometimes tensions, you know, people get very upset and irate, and it's very hard sometimes to keep a level, calm demeanor during that. So please pray these things. I thought Ephesians 4 was a good chapter for what how we need to focus on specific prayers. So here I have some pictures. This is us. So that's Andy and Josiah. You guys don't know Josiah. Andy kind of looks like me, but it's not me. That's Andy. And he's right in front of Molly McGuire's. You can see Molly McGuire's restaurant. And he's handing out a tract. This is the corner we're on. You see Main Street. We're on the corner of Main Street and Bridge Street. And we're holding signs. This is obviously cold out. This is Joachim. I'm not sure this gentleman's name. This is after shooting one of our videos that we had done for the ministry. This is prayer. We're praying. This is something that, like, when we can't hand you a Bible tract, maybe we can't explain the whole a gospel to you necessarily, but something that we have been able to do that has been an in per se to be able to actually like talk to people is just pray with them. Okay, you won't take my Bible tract, but will you? Can I pray for you? Can we pray for you? And that's been a very effective way to kind of, you know, break the ice and to have conversations with people that might not otherwise. Because everybody has problems in their life, and everybody wants prayer, whether they admit it or not. So that's Sarah and Liz and Josiah and James. I'm not sure who that is, another person, but that might just be someone we met on the street. These are just more conversations. This guy right here, he had a truck and he was working on his truck, and we were walking around, we kind of left the street corner, and he was working on his truck, and it was like an old Toyota T100, I don't know what it was, but he was like, hey man, you want to drive this thing? I said, yeah, let's drive it. So I'm driving his old Toyota truck down the street, and he's like, you know how to drive manual? I was like, well, I just learned, but let's do it. And so it was a great time, but he actually was able to talk about the gospel after that encounter. Like, I felt like it was a very organic situation. We were able to talk with him. There's Reeves Park. We can talk with people at Reeves Park. That's been a wonderful place to go. This is my friend Thomas. He came and he got our microphone on, and he started preaching the gospel in Portuguese. And nobody knew what he was saying, but he was saying in Portuguese. He's like, if anyone understands what I'm saying, this message is for you. And he gave the gospel message in Portuguese on the street corner. He was very bold about it. And that's our friend Brittany, if you guys don't know Brittany. There's got to be at least 10 of us, 12 of us that come out. So the Lord has provided us laborers for this ministry. That's me, I'm holding a light, I'm shining the light on Jesus as Lord. It's that light in the darkness. And this guy is Jack. He's probably our biggest, our biggest supporter. I don't know what to call him. He is the governor, he's like the town mayor. Everybody knows him. He is a sweet man. He loves talking about Israel. He loves talking about the biblical prophecies. And he's been a great help. He always likes to take our literature, not for himself necessarily, but to also hand out and distribute. So he's kind of, he helps us in a way. So we gave him a t-shirt that has our ministry name on it, and he wears it around sometimes. But we see him almost every day. When it's warm out, he's always walking around Phoenixville, and it's been an encouragement to us. So these are more conversations. And another thing that we have is that because we have this ministry that's kind of established, we have had people who have traveled here or who are just visiting who are able to kind of get their feet wet with evangelism. Going out by yourself into a town that you don't know is sometimes very scary, and a lot of people are really hesitant to do that. This also gives us a platform to allow people who've never evangelized before to feel comfortable in going out with a group who has done it and has experience in this. So that's really great. And that's Jack. That's us with Jack over there. You can see Jack, he's holding his hat. That's me. I was talking to a guy on a park bench. He had lost his son. He was very upset. He wanted prayer. He started, you know, crying because we were praying together. And he tries to go to a church down the street. And yeah, he's very depressed. I'm not sure who Josiah was talking to here, but we have a list of names that we try to pray for. That's Adam. He's holding his hand. So I want to show you. This is Sam, if you click the bottom link. I just want to show you, this is our New Year's video. It's just kind of like the best collage where I can see where, like, you know, Ben had put a bunch of things together. We have some videos that have, you know, more, this is just like a collage of kind of what we did last year. So you can start the video.
Who God's love will grow that he gave so that he might stop, and whoever believes in him should not perish. Know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you.
So the passage of scripture we think about today from Psalm 84. Better is one day of your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. The Lord God is the sun and the shield. The Lord says, favor on me. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. What almighty blessed is the one who trusts in me. I don't know who of y'all is born again, listen to this, who's saved. But I'm telling you, one day with God is better than a thousand elsewhere.
Conversations that we had on the website, but that would kind of be a long conversation. But yeah, that's the status. If anybody, that's the status of where we are. Just pray that, you know, that we can continue to be steadfast in this ministry, or that we can grow, and that we can see the fruits. I think that one thing that we maybe struggle with as a ministry is, you know, If somebody were to say, you know what, I like your message, I'm gonna, oh, you know what, I feel the Holy Spirit convicted me. And, you know, what do we do then? What is the aftercare? What does discipleship look like? And how do we take somebody and disciple these group of people who actually have accepted this message? You know, that next step. So please pray that we can see those fruits, not for our own glory, but just for the fact of we want to see people saved. We want to see people who know the truth. And we want to help with that. We want to be able to make disciples. So how can we make disciples? So if anybody feels led or compelled to ever join us out on a Tuesday, message myself or Jokum, or if you're a lady and you want to come, message Sarah or Mercy Victoria or Elizabeth, and I'm sure we would love to have you come out, and it would be a great time. So until then, this is just an update of where we've been so far and kind of what we need help with, and we appreciate your prayers constantly, and that's like our economy. That's the that's what helps us the most. We need the prayers of the saints, and I think that that's why this is still going on so long. We've been doing it for years now, and I think it's because of the saints praying for this ministry. And so we just thank you so much for that. Let's pray and close. Father, we thank you for this assembly, Lord, that is so supporting of this ministry that we have. Father, I just pray that we can see more people come to the knowledge of you, come to know you and to love you and to see you for who you are. We just thank you for what you've done. We thank you for allowing us to be partakers of this message. And we just thank you for dying on the cross for us, Father. And I pray that we continue to learn and just to grow in this. And I pray that anyone who feels led or compelled would reach out and come and share the gospel, the good news. In Jesus' name, amen.